Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, a program to provide you and your loved ones health-related information to live life at its best. Hello, my name is Kim Brooks Miller of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine, and it's terrific that you are tuning in with us today. We have two special guests with us interested in your heart health. Please let me introduce them to you. We have Ted Parlberg, who is the CEO of Kindred Hospital. Kindred Hospital is a 50-bed transitional care hospital in Peoria, and in addition to his role as CEO of Kindred, Ted is also chairing the American Heart Association's Peoria Heart Ball, scheduled for February 14th at the Marriott Pier Marquette Hotel. We also have Aaron Lonas with us, and he is the Corporate Events Director for the American Heart Association, and he oversees fundraising events for the American Heart Association in the Peoria area, which includes the Peoria Heart Ball and the Tri-County Heart Walk, which is held each fall. So welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim, for having us.
Oh, my pleasure, Kim.
Yeah, great to have you on. So now before we get going, can you briefly share the history of the American Heart Association? I mean, a lot of people have heard of it, but they really don't know the background behind it. Can you share that with us, Aaron?
I can definitely give you some background. The American Heart Association has actually been around for 90 years. We actually just celebrated our 90th anniversary this last June.
Wow.
Which is really, it was a big accomplishment. It came together because there were doctors at the time who saw a need for cardiovascular education and health. It started with six doctors who got together at the Drake Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. So a little bit of plug for the Drake Hotel. They felt that the general public had a hopelessness about heart disease, and they felt that they needed to do something to get geared up with scientific research, lead to better treatments, prevention, and ultimately a cure for heart disease. Since then, the association has worked from a professional society to a nationwide voluntary organization working to save and improve lives. The organization is focused on funding cardiovascular research, advocating for healthier laws, developing guidelines that doctors and hospitals can follow to treat their patients. Educating the public is also a huge part of what we do, how to prevent and treat heart disease and stroke. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and the death rate from heart disease has actually dropped about 50% over the last 50 years. Just as an example, in 1950, heart disease killed 356 out of every 100,000 Americans. By 2010, that number had shrunk to 179 out of every 100,000 Americans. So We're making progress, I guess, is the point we want to make there. Still a lot of work to do, though, because we still are the number one killer of Americans, both men and women, between heart disease and stroke. In 2010, there was a goal set by the American Heart Association that we really want to reduce the number of deaths from heart disease and stroke by 20% by 2020. It's part of our 2020 initiatives. Mm-hmm. We can only reach that goal with help from volunteers and donors, and that's really what my job is about,
Right. And that's actually a very strong goal to have. You know,
it's aggressive.
Very aggressive, but that's great. Now, funding is highly important, obviously. And how so?
Like any non-for-profit, we're a 501c3, so we are purely non-for-profit. We are funded through donor dollars. That's how we are able to function and do the things that we want to do as far as helping people build healthier lives free of cardiovascular disease and stroke. To do that, we need donor dollars to help us fund our mission. But just as an example, over the past since to date, the American Heart Association has funded over $3 billion in research studies. Each year, the studies go unfunded, unfortunately. Some of the studies go unfunded, unfortunately, because we don't have the resources to fund them all. Mm-hmm. Last year alone, we funded $16 million in research. But there were another $6 million in studies that we were not able to fund due to lack of donor dollars. We call those grants that don't get funded meritorious. Mm-hmm. The idea is, if we did have that extra money, we would have easily funded these grants because they are headed in the right direction towards making progress towards a healthier lifestyle for everyone and leading to treatments that will make people live longer and better lives, not just longer lives, but better lives.
Mm-hmm.
So the funding goes to fund those programs. Those research is a big component of what we do, but we also use our funds to fund our programs. We have programs for nearly every audience you can think of, doctors who treat patients, multicultural audiences, children, women, And for those who are already suffering from the disease, we have programs and things available. And our website, heart.org, is a place to go, and you can see what's available for each group mm-hmm. of people there. So
mm-hmm. I also think it's important to focus on what the American Heart Association has, part of its mission over the years has been to focus on public education and really around those risk factors that you can't control mm-hmm. and the ones that you can. And I think that's really at the fundamental piece of what we're trying to do here is get people smart about how they can manage their own cardiovascular health in a way that 50, 60, 70 years ago people didn't think about.
Right, right.
That's a very good point.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point. Now, Ted, as stated in your introduction, you're the chairman for this upcoming event, the Pure Heart Ball, but also the CEO of Kindred Hospital. I mean, you're balancing a lot on your plate. Can you share with us a bit about Kindred Hospital and then how you got involved with the American Heart Association?
Sure. So Kindred Hospital, Kim, as you mentioned, is a 50-bed hospital here in Peoria. And one of the things that I was really drawn to Kindred about is similar to the American Heart Association, we live our mission every day. And I think when you take a look at successful organizations across all industries, those hospitals and companies that stick to mission and make their decisions based on mission are going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that the Kindred and the American Heart Association have in common, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, both organizations are focused on improving the health status of the community, and for which both of us have been very successful. I've had about a 20-year history with the American Heart Association. I started my affiliation with them back in the Metropolitan Chicago chapter and really enjoyed the relationships that I had there. And when I moved down to Peoria, it just was a natural fit for me to get back involved with the Heart Association. And it was at that time, a year ago, it was an organization that needed a little life breathed into it. And I think with Aaron on board and with the leadership team that we have, I think we're mm-hmm. we're positioned very well to move the American Heart Association forward in Peoria.
Now, that's a great group, both Kindred and the American Heart Association. So share with us about the Peoria Heart Ball. And by the way, I do plan on attending. I'm looking forward to going.
Your table will be right at the end of the dance floor.
Wonderful.
So the Heart Ball this year, we're actually doing something a little bit different than last year. We're bringing it downtown. As you said, we're going to have it at the Pierre Marquette, which has been recently remodeled and is just a gorgeous venue for this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black tie optional event, so it's a nice upscale event for us. We will have a silent auction, obviously dinner and entertainment, and we'll have a survivor story there. Those are one of the things that always gets people connected to the mission of the event and of the organization. And because we're having it on Valentine's Day, we're kind of wrapping a date night, romantic evening out a theme around this event. So,
woohoo!
Yeah. So for those of you guys who are going to wait to the last minute to make a decision what to do with your Valentine's plans, we got that covered for you.
That's wonderful, though. But I think it's neat. Have an overnight stay, yep. But enjoy the evening. And really enjoy the evening, knowing you don't have to drive anywhere, Yeah, so I think
absolutely.
That is that's really wonderful. Now, the event will raise funds for the American Heart Association, obviously. But, Aaron, where does this money go?
That's a very good question, Kim. We get that a lot. And it's really important to understand that heart disease and stroke remain the leading causes of death in not only the Tri-County area but also across the country. Again, like I said, our goal for 2010 was to reduce the number of deaths by heart disease and stroke by 20% by 2020. Sorry. It's a huge goal. Like you said, that's a very aggressive goal. Outside of the federal government, we are the largest funder of cardiovascular research.
Mm-hmm.
The money that we raise through our heart balls and our heart walks, that goes directly to support those efforts. Some of the things that we've had breakthroughs on through our research are CPR, stents, which are becoming more and more the standard, pacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just going back to what we've done here in Illinois, last year that $16 million in cardiovascular research in Illinois, that's a huge number. And just here locally, since 1980, we funded $600,000 in research in projects in the Peoria area. So that's mm-hmm. that's talking about some of our local scientists and doctors that are doing great right. research here locally.
Yeah, and that's good to know.
It is. So along as AHA develops those guidelines, we had talked about earlier, the guidelines they develop that doctors use to treat patients and who suffer from cardiovascular disease and stroke, we also recognize those hospitals that are then utilizing those guidelines. They are doing what's in the best interest of their patients, and we go in and make sure we're recognizing them, that they're doing the best for their communities. Mm-hmm. Peoria's medical community has seen some high achievements in that area. I think Ted will speak on that a little bit later.
Okay. And gentlemen, this time we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. I am with Ted Parlberg. He is the CEO of Kindred Hospital. He is also chairing the American Heart Association's Peoria Heart Ball. We also have Aaron Lonis as the Corporate Events Director of the American Heart Association. And I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll see you right back.
Open your heart this Valentine's Day at the 2015 Peoria Heart Ball, a gala benefiting the American Heart Association. You and your sweetheart can enjoy dinner, an auction, and entertainment at the Peoria Marriott Pier Marquette while raising funds that support the American Heart Association's research funding and educational programs. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death in the Tri-County area, and the American Heart Association funded over $16 million in research in Illinois last year. Share the love in your heart on February 14th. Corporate sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are available now at PeoriaHeartBall.org.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria metro area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we have special guests today, Ted Parlberg, who is the CEO of Kindred Hospital. He is also chairing the American Heart Association's Peoria Heart Ball, big event coming up on the 14th. We also have Aaron Lonis, who is with the American Heart Association. Before we took our break, Aaron, you were talking about advocacy. Would you like to continue in that vein, please?
Absolutely, Kim. Thank you. The American Heart Association advocates for healthier laws. We recently helped pass Lauren's Law, which requires CPR training in high schools, in addition to other legislation that improves outcomes for stroke patients. The AHA was instrumental in passing the Smoke-Free Illinois Act of 2008, and we continue to advocate for physical education in schools. Generally, the AHA is a resource overall for people who are currently suffering from heart disease or are stroke survivors, and for those who just want to live healthier lifestyles. Our website offers information ranging from conditions such as diabetes, high cholesterol, and hypertension. Heart.org is where you would go to find all this information. It's loaded with healthy recipes, fitness information, and tips for keeping your kids healthy and preventing childhood obesity, which is another one of our focus areas. We want to be a resource for the community and help people live healthier lives. That's what's really important. That's part of our mission.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you both have a lot of good success stories.
We do. And actually, I wanted to go back to something that Aaron was just talking about related to Lauren's Law. I think one of the opportunities, the continuing opportunities for organizations such as the American Heart Association is to continue to educate the public around the use of AEDs.
And what is AED?
It's automatic external defibrillator. And you will see those in metro stations. You'll see them in churches and schools. And I think there's a lot of sometimes apprehension about using those if you have the situation in mm-hmm. front of you. But I think it's important for folks to realize that AEDs are designed to be used by people who have no idea how to use them. And so, unfortunately, you know, that happens from time to time where people are faced with that situation and they're reticent to pick up the AED and actually and utilize it. But I think that's an opportunity for the American Heart Association to provide more education around mm-hmm. how that can be an effective utilization of that technology in the general community.
Mm-hmm. That's neat, Ted. Thank you. That's always good to know. And also, yes. too, that people, a lot of times, I think they're stopped from doing certain things. So they think, oh, somebody licensed has to do this.
Right. Exactly.
Where if you can save a life, you save a life when
Absolutely.
You can. Yeah. So now let's go back to the success stories. Those are my favorites, and I know you probably have a lot of them.
Well, First, Kim, I'd like to talk about there are a couple of programs the American Heart Association has been offering for years to hospitals. Their Get With The Guidelines program has been very successful, and both the Unity Point Hospitals and OSF here in Peoria participate in that, in those programs. And those are really what we would refer to as clinical pathways or protocols for patients that are in the hospital with cardiac needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very well-researched guidelines, and the outcomes are just really impressive. So that's really a resource that we have here in the Peoria area that's really, really valuable to folks with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have a testimonial this year at the Heart Ball in February. Nick Atterbury, who's a high school student who will feature the Heart Ball, one example of people who are in the right place at the right time. There was a people at the tournament that day who knew how to perform CPR and how to use the AED, and his life was saved. And many people don't know that the American Heart Association discovered CPR and helped develop the technology around AEDs. So this is going to be a feature of our program at the Heart Ball, and I think it'll be something that all of us will be able to identify with and, mm-hmm. and really get us more in touch with the mission of the American Heart Association and how critically important it is for this organization to remain successful and vibrant here in the Peoria area.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're correct, Ted, in saying that if you can relate to something, and all of us have been touched by somebody with heart disease one way or another, and unfortunately, you are correct. But when we have a great organization such as yours partnering with the good folks involved with the downstate medical community, I mean, there are a lot of cardiologists that are on board with what you're doing. And so we as the public and the listenership here, we need to be following you. So what are some other good success stories?
I think I could jump in here with one. Again, I've only been with the American Heart Association almost a year now. But in my time, I've definitely heard some of those success stories that make you want to work hard for the organization, one of which is a volunteer named Jerry. And I'm not going to use his last name because I haven't asked him permission to share his story. But Jerry is a open heart surgery survivor from, I think he said, 25 years ago.
Wow.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Through that process, they discovered that his family actually has a genetic disorder,
mm-hmm.
Related to cholesterol. Don't ask me what it is. I don't remember the name of it. But it turns out that his children and his children's children also carry the same genetic trait. Through advances that we have made, all of his family, his children, his grandchildren are able to live normal lives based on the medication that they're taking. So they're actually – and he credits that to the American Heart Association and the research and the education that's been brought forward and the fact that things have moved to a point where his grandchildren probably shouldn't have to have open heart surgery to correct problems and just to discover problems that he himself had to go through. The reason I like Jerry's story is not only the fact that, you know, he's done so much for his family, but then he has turned around and paid that back towards the American Heart Association. He has actually personally raised over $47,000 for the organization over the last 17 years, I think it is. And that's just his own little personal mission that he said, you know, I see the validity here. I see how the successes have been made, how my family personally has benefited, and I'm going to pay that back and pay that forward. So Jerry's one of my favorites. I think he's 85 now, but he's still an advocate for us, and we appreciate that very, very much. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes from the heart, no pun intended,
absolutely.
It goes a very long way. And just think how much medicine has come, how far since he had that operation so long ago. And a lot of that's going to be thanks to the American Heart Association because of their research and things like that.
Just another quick one. Each year at the Peoria Heart Walk, and at every Heart Walk we do, but the Peoria Heart Walk specifically, we recognize people with our Lifestyle Change Award. These are success stories of people who have made choices or have made progress in their lifestyle that have then led to them leading healthier lives. We have an open kind of nomination process where people are able to nominate coworkers, friends, family. We had two examples, and I was only here for the last one, so I can only speak on that one. But we had a woman who had lost over 100 pounds over the course of several years, so she did it in a very healthy way,
mm-hmm.
With healthy diet and exercise, and she's been able to maintain that and keep that weight off. And she was a really good example of doing it the right way, taking the time to, you know, focus on nutrition, focus on exercise, and get herself to a healthy lifestyle. And that's what the Heart Walk is meant to bring people to do. We want to push people towards that healthy lifestyle. And so she was a really great one. We recognized her this year. The year prior to that, we actually had recognized a woman who had had open heart surgery. She made it her personal goal to walk in the Heart Walk. And through her help with the cardiac rehab nurses at OSF, I believe it was OSF, they had gone through and helped her see through to that goal. And so they recognized her at the event with a Lifestyle Change Award for, you know, not only going through and surviving the surgery, getting through rehab, but then getting out there and making that next step forward to continuing her healthy lifestyle.
Ted, I have another question for you about Nick Atterbury, who's going to be the speaker. So if somebody comes, we know we're going to hear this great personal story of what happened, but what can somebody expect if they come to the Heart Ball?
Sure. So one of the things that we did this year, as I mentioned before, is we moved the event downtown. We feel that's a more convenient place for people to be. Obviously, it's a black tie optional event, so we're expecting this to be a very high-level event. And one of the things that I've always been drawn to the American Heart Association is not just the mission of what they do, but the people that it attracts. And we had, even though I had a small group last year, it was just a really, really fun night.
Mm-hmm. And it was a fun night. I was there at that one too. So,
so one of the we'll have entertainment and a silent auction. Obviously, a lovely dinner. And we, as I said before, we're wrapping kind of a date night theme around this. So mm-hmm. the Pierre Marquette will be accommodating folks who want to stay overnight and make a weekend out of it, which I think is going to be very special. And we're bringing it back into February, which is really highly identified as Heart Month.
Right.
Last year, I think we were in May. So this will be part of a whole month's worth of activities and promotional things related to the American Heart Association. And this is really kind of the crown jewel of all of those activities.
Mm-hmm. So people will be able to dance.
Absolutely.
Which is cardio, good for your heart.
Right.
See, we're telling a lot of good things here, and I'm sure we'll be served a heart-healthy menu, even though it will be delicious, right?
It will be delicious and heart-healthy, you bet.
Okay, very good. Now, if somebody wanted to get involved, who do they need to go see do?
Well, first of all, let me say there are lots of ways to get involved. And yes, do we want to have a lot of sponsorship money? That's exactly what we're after. But there are lots of ways to get involved other than just sponsoring. You can donate. We can get businesses to donate auction items. But what I would really advocate is get to the event one way or the other. And I think that's really where people will be able to understand the mission of the organization, hear some of the things that have been successful, and the plans we have going forward. We are really planting the seed this year for an extremely successful rollout over the next 10 years of the American Heart Association here in Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are looking for donations. We are looking for sponsors. We have a very hardworking executive leadership team that has been making phone calls and pounding on doors, and we're going to really go into the next couple of weeks with a very focused campaign here, and please get to the event.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You don't have to be with a date or something to go. You can go as a single, get your friends, go get a table together. This is just an overall fun evening, so I don't want to single out people that aren't like with a significant other.
Exactly. Thanks, Kim, for clarifying that.
Well, I used to be single, so I know what that's like. It's like, what, you don't have a date? You're not going. Well, guess what? You can come to this, and it's a February 14th. It's down at the Marriott Hotel Pierre Marquette, beautifully redone. If you haven't been there, this is a great opportunity to go. And, Aaron, what more can you share about this?
Just wanted to share, you know, if people are interested in tickets, they are available either individually. They can purchase tickets individually, or if a business or a group of people want to go in and buy a table together, the tables have 8 seats at them. Individual tickets are obviously just for one person each. The way they can get them is they can go online to www.peoriaheartball.org. That's all one word. They can also call our Central Illinois American Heart Association office, and that number is 217-698-3838. Either way, they can go forward and buy tickets. And if they have questions, they can also call that number about, you know, ticket prices and what else is going on at the event. And so those are the two ways they can really, really get there.
Okay. And just to clarify that you don't have to wear a tux. I mean, that's something
Correct.
That's optional.
Correct.
That's just really fun, I think, to have that excuse to wear a tux. Gentlemen, this time has gone so quickly. We are about to wrap up. Any final words of advice that you'd like to share before we head off the air?
Well, Kim, I just first of all like to thank you for this opportunity on behalf of the American Heart Association. It's really paramount, as we said at the beginning of the show, that we continue to fund the American Heart Association for all of these initiatives. And, you know, public support and corporate support is just critical in making those goals happen. And,
amen.
And getting to that 2020 goal of the American Heart Association. And I think this is one of those organizations where, as any organization that's successful, if you're all focused on one goal, you will be successful. Mm-hmm. That's really what the American Heart Association brings and what we will bring to this event on February 14th.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Ted.
And I just want to ditto all of Ted's remarks. And also, well, thank you again. Thank you, Kim. But I also want to thank Ted for stepping up and being our chair this year. He is fairly new to the Peoria area, and he stepped up in a big way and has helped us tremendously on building this event. So, again, like everything Ted said, it's definitely it's a great event, and it's a good way to come out and show support for people who are struggling with cardiovascular disease now, people who have suffered with stroke now, and to help our future generations. I think that's the important thing. Looking forward, we want to make sure we can help all those people in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I so appreciate your being here on the show. And remember, go to PeoriaHeartBall.org if you want to sign up or find additional information. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. Visit us on Facebook, or you can contact me personally at Peoria.HealthyCells@Hotmail.com. If you missed a show, you can listen to past podcasts directly on Healthy Cells Magazine, or sign up to get Healthy Cells Magazine directly delivered to your email box every month. Again, I'd like to thank Ted Parlberg and also Aaron Lonas of Coming On Air. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. And until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
Open your heart this Valentine's Day at the 2015 Peoria Heart Ball, a gala benefiting the American Heart Association. You and your sweetheart can enjoy dinner, an auction, and entertainment at the Peoria Marriott Pier Marquette while raising funds that support the American Heart Association's research funding and educational programs. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death in the Tri-County area, and the American Heart Association funded over $16 million in research in Illinois last year. Share the love in your heart on February 14th. Corporate sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are available now at PeoriaHeartBall.org.